Sandy Bay Detachment, Sandy Bay First Nation, Man. The Manitoba First Nations Police Service is seeking the public's assistance in locating three men who are wanted in connection with a January 3rd shooting incident in Sandy Bay First Nation. On January 3, 2024, the Manitoba First Nations Police Service, MFNPS, responded to a shooting incident with a victim suffering from a gunshot wound on Ridge Road North in Sandy Bay First Nation. Members of MFNPS attended the scene and located a male with a gunshot wound to his lower body. It was reported that multiple suspects entered the home and assaulted the victim. Shots were fired, resulting in a gunshot wound to the victim. EMS was requested, and due to those injuries, STARS was called as well. The victim was airlifted to hospital for further medical assistance. The victim is currently in stable condition. Police are actively investigating this matter and believe that this was an isolated incident. Wanted, 28-year-old Keith Douglas Reset in connection with the previously reported shooting incident in Sandy Bay First Nation on January 3, 2024. Reset is charged with break, enter and committing aggravated assault and possession of a weapon. Wanted, 31-year-old Jesse Miles Street. Paul in connection with the previously reported shooting incident in Sandy Bay First Nation on January 3, 2024. Street. Paul is charged with break, enter and committing aggravated assault, possession of a weapon and failing to comply with release order. Wanted, 36-year-old Gregory James Lee Spence in connection with the previously reported shooting incident in Sandy Bay First Nation on January 3, 2024. Spence is charged with break, enter and committing aggravated assault, pointing a firearm, uttering threats as well as multiple other firearms weapons offenses. If you have any information on any of the wanted person's whereabouts, don't hesitate to call MFNPS Sandy Bay First Nation Detachment at 204-843-7700 or MFNPS Tips Line anonymously at 1-833-978-0048 or email tips at mfnp.ca. The MFNP Tips Line is accessible 24/7, 365 days a year and is monitored regularly.